This is Backseat Box Office, episode number 343, All Good Things. Hey, this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and this is Backseat Box Office. And so this is going to be a special episode, so we're going to jump right to the news. And so our one news item is that this is going to be the last episode of Backseat Box Office. Art and I talked, and we had a discussion, and we both decided that this would be a good time to end the show. It's been a long, wondrous journey, and I've had a great time doing the show, but we, like I said before, this is a good time to ride off into the sunset. So, Art, is there anything that you want to say?
Oh, most definitely. I also have thoroughly enjoyed this ride. It's been 5 years for me, longer for you, maybe six, 200 episodes thereabouts. Mm-hmm. I was just talking with Brittany about the timeliner, trying to figure it out. And yeah, I was remembering, it kind of all started for me when I got divorced, started being able to go to conventions because I was no longer with someone who was trying to control my entire life. That allowed me to go to Fear the Con, meet all those guys who had been podcasting, eventually meet Tony Mast, who was right there in the St. Louis area, and, you know, talk to him about getting on the podcast with you guys and just reaching out and doing something that I really enjoyed. I love watching movies and shows and just getting to talk about it and, you know, building friendships with you guys, you and at the time Lena. It was just a lot of fun, you know, eventually meeting Lena, eventually meeting you in person, you know, just this past Gen Con. It's been an awesome and amazing ride that I've thoroughly enjoyed. And it's just come to a point where it's time to move on. So to anybody who's still listening and everybody who has listened in the past, it's been a blast and I've enjoyed it. I don't know. Thanks to you, Jeff. You've always been the heavy lifter here. You know, I've just come on and had things to talk about, but you're the guy who does the editing, gets the show posted, you know, puts on the intro music and whatnot, and you know, none of that gets done without you. And so thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. I think at this point there is a list of people that I want to thank. The Academy is not going to be one of them. But I do feel a huge wave of gratitude to Mr. Tony Mast that, you know, because he originally invited me to join the show. And, you know, I also do have to thank, you know, Andrew and Jonathan because they were the founding hosts of this show that got to a point where I was able to join, you know, with Lena and Art with Scott. And it's, you know, as far as editing and posting the show, it's a labor of love. I love doing it. But Tony, thank you for providing the sandbox that Art and I have played in probably 6+ years. Art's one of probably the dearest friends that I, excuse me, that I have. And I'm definitely glad that has happened. To all the people that have left voicemails, I'm going to single out Tad. Your support, I can never thank you enough for giving us content for the show. And I'm so glad that, you know, that we've gotten to interact with you. And we'll figure out a way to do it more in the future.
Yeah, and don't forget, Tad also hosted with us for a short time.
Yes, he did. Thank you for reminding me about that.
So he's also on that list of people who have hosted the show at one point or another.
Yes. So for the people that are unnamed, thank you for listening. And we hope that you've enjoyed the show. And is this going to be my last Or is this going to be the last time you're going to hear my voice a podcast? I don't know. I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no. But we'll see. But for everyone else, thank you. And we will catch you later. Art, what do you want to say?
Everybody go watch Endgame after hearing our Endgame.
Very nice. All right, guys. Take care.